what are some of the services that you've provided so far?
Well, we have a varied number of accommodations that we could provide. Examples such as priority seating in the classroom,
okay.
extended time to complete exams,
right.
tests, okay? We also have sign language interpreters, readers, note takers,
mm-hmm.
and these are paid positions. The student does not pay for anything whatsoever.
Okay.
Okay. We also have a book reader services, the book share that these are audio books, okay, that students would register for, and they come through our office for that. So it just depends on the kinds of accommodations that would be commensurate with the disability of the individual.
Okay, cool. And another thing is, like I said, there have been some elevator issues, like such as the English building. Like last semester, I got stuck up there twice on the upstairs. So, you know, and then earlier this semester also, I actually had to miss a class because the elevator was down. But I did mention that to the associate dean. And, I emailed or texted my professor letting him know that I wasn't able to attend. So, I was just wondering, I heard last semester there was an issue with the contractor as far as for the maintenance. Any feedback on that situation?
It doesn't really bother me until the elevator breaks down.
So it has affected you?
Yeah. Affected.
And how do you feel about that?
One in the wheelchair,
mm-hmm.
they should at least upgrade the elevator to accommodate people like me.
With regards to down elevators, fine arts chair lift and all that.
Yeah.
The only what has happened is that the dean will contact our office.
Okay.
Even before that, they would contact safety to make
right.
sure that they're aware that it's been down. And so now we have to look for other options in terms of backups.
Yeah.
Because if there's power fluctuations.
So what are some of those options? I mean, if let's say like I said, I myself, for example, I got stuck downstairs because the elevator was down. What are some options that you can suggest, as far as to remedy a situation like that, so that we don't miss class?
Yeah, well, first of all, this would be a facility issue in terms, because if it has to do, say, for example, something that we know we don't have any access, say, for example, to the second floor,
mm-hmm.
and what we had done, especially for the fine arts, just as an example, we were able to renovate one of the houses at the Dean Circle.
Okay.
To have a particular class held there until the elevator was up and running, because at one point in time, we had no access to the second floor.
Yeah, true that. I remembered.
Yeah, so we had to make do with and making sure that the student had access to our services.
Well, a couple of semesters ago, when I was at the EC building, my class was on the second floor, and the elevator would work.
Right.
The teacher was kind enough to accommodate me by excusing that I gotta make it to class. And she also accommodated by making the assignments that were due for that class during the next class time. She extended mine about a week more.
So we had to make do with and making sure that the student had access
okay.
to our services.
Okay.
Okay. The student had a lot of things that they want to address.
Mm-hmm. No what?
No
takers.
But I think pretty much when a student
also,
comes in.
Also, I've written down in the letter to each professor on taking. Accommodation for the class, like any $1, whatever they showed in class would be given to me. Also, I would have extended time on my written exam.
Okay.
I also had accommodations where I take the girls just to the door so that if I need the restroom, I wouldn't have to make my way to the other students.
Just to get out of the office?
Yeah.
Right now, if you notice, we've also put out truncated domes.
What is that?
Walkways. These are basically put on areas where there is a rise in the walkways or going out.
You mean those yellow things?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I kind of wonder what those were.
Those are actually little domes
okay.
that someone with vision impairment or who's blind
uh-huh.
would use to give them some idea as to where they're at, what they will be encountering. Say, for example, when they feel that, they know that they're either coming down a crosswalk,
okay.
coming down a ramp, or going up towards something with an elevated...
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I was wondering that. I was like, what are these yellow things I've seen around? I'm like,
yeah.
And when did they put this up?
Yes, we've been trying to, you know, become a little bit more creative. Well, that's not the perfect solution.
No, of course. But it's something.
Yeah. And most especially for those who are dependent, you know, on having a mental mapping of
yeah.
where they're at.
And from personal experience, because I do have friends who are blind,
yeah.
they are very particular with their surroundings. So... I understand that they do create a mental map of their location.
They have to, and we just need to try to be, you know, open with this and just try to be creative, because really we don't want it to be a hindrance to their efforts at trying to get, you know, an education.
What are some accessibility issues? Have you seen?
Mostly the medical schools.
Is there enough or is not enough?
No, there's not enough, and sometimes they don't always work.
Okay.
So
what are you saying? Like the turnaround time for it to get fixed is too long?
I think it's too long, and yes, it takes too long.
We have Ben Servino from DISC.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. We have a mobility specialist, Diane Artero. And then we have the safety administrator, myself, and Dave Okada.
Uh-huh.
We did a walk through
okay.
the campus just to give us an idea as to how we are going to find a way to provide some kind of direction for one of the students
yeah.
who is visually impaired.
Right.
And so it really was an eye-opener, I think, for all of us.
Okay.
Because there were little things that we took for granted that, you know, became, oh my.
It's a major obstacle for
Absolutely.
The rest of us.
Yes, yes. It was a positive thing because we don't know all the answers.
Right,
but,
right.
At least we know what we're up against, you know. And so that was just one of the main things that we did. We took a tour around half of the side of the campus.
You know, I was looking through the ADA, the law itself. Some of the doors don't really require the automatic door unless they're more than 5 pounds. Are there any doors that are less, that are at least, you know, accessible as far as like 5 pounds or less? that's easy for you to open, being that you have a issue with, you know, with gripping the door?
Yeah, that would be some,
Would that be another accommodation that they should consider rather than always putting the mechanical doors? Just get lighter.
Lighter doors. Easier for me to open.
Okay.
Because not like the Marshall Library where I work.
Mm-hmm.
Work. The door is a toilet water door.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like really, really heavy, but just a few months ago, automatic.
Are they planning another like tour for the other half?
We'll be doing phases. So, you know, we also took a look at the science building.
I actually just came from the nursing building as well, and they have one of those manual lifts, wheelchair lifts. I mean, is that feasible for a building? In my opinion,
you need to remember that's a very old building. Okay?
Yeah, no, I understand. I understand.
But no, I thought that the elevator was in operation there.
I went there today just to test it out, because I also went to the science building to see if their elevator was working. It opened. I didn't want to go in just to test it out, but it opened. So, you know, I just didn't want to.
Haven't heard anything.
But what they told me was they do have a key. Two of their workers went up and tested it, and it does work. But what I'm wondering is because it's one of those, it's a chairlift, which requires a key to activate it. And so my question is, how would a person access that? I mean, how would a person with disability access that? Because they're only there from 8 to 5. So if, let's say...
We have to make some kind of arrangement.
Yeah.
You know, it shouldn't be that way. It should be accessible at any time of the day.
Right.
Okay? But for that particular situation...
I guess from what I've gathered, this is what I was told. And, you know, they said that a lot of students would utilize the one at the science building, then walk across on the walk, the cross.
Okay, yeah, walk. I see that.
And I'm thinking, well, but even with that situation, I'm thinking, well, that's kind of the long way around.
But what about the, in here, the spaces? Is it kind of cramped up, or?
Spaces are not really wide enough.
So what are some, you know, reasonable accommodations that they have provided to you here as a volunteer worker? What are some
accommodations are like for me they kind of try to widen things up, not put like too many obstacles in my way, so I'd be able to go easier. The shelves were bolted down so that even if I were to bump it, it wouldn't fall.
If there is an elevator, it should be accessible. It should be operational.
And I guess for me, I just look at it like, again, this is just my view, is that for them to establish a lifter that requires a key, and the fact that
that's the same as the one at the Fine Arts initially. It had a key, and the problem was you have to see either the safety officer or whoever,
right?
And it became cumbersome for people
and that's, I think that's the issue there with in the science building as well. I mean, you know, they're only there from 8 to 5. What if they have a study group upstairs at like 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock at night, you know, as an example, and a person with a disability wants to access that? I mean,
no, but even so, that's a public elevator. Yeah. It's not a, you know what I'm saying? So maybe we need to take a look at that and make sure that it is open, you know, for the duration that the building is open, and then security can secure it at the end of the day.
Right.
Okay. And so with that, that I think, as long as it operates, that's an easy fix. But we need to make sure it's accessible.
Yeah.
That's the bottom line.
For a person in a wheelchair, what are your recommendations for accommodations? So that, you know, if somebody were to ask, well, what do you think we should, you know, include in the accommodations?
I tried to see more ramps.
More ramps.
No elevators?
No elevators. Oh, okay. No elevators or?
Or at least upgrading the system where you won't get stuck left.
Thank you again for this. Dude, I really appreciate this talk.